This is Monitor, here to help you enjoy this first weekend of 1969. We hope the past year has been a good one for you, and that the year ahead is even better. Here's a gentleman who's had a big year in the music business, Floyd Kramer. Here he is with For Lover's Sake. Special week on Monitor, presenting all weekend the forecast for the year ahead, the going thing 69, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. One thing we can expect to see in the coming year is the start of a vast new program of airport building and improvement, with about $2.25 billion of your tax money earmarked for this purpose. Promise myself, Promises, promises. Dionne Warwick. A lot of people think everything I say smacks of controversy. We'll try this. Pop option sale. Now, there's nothing controversial about that. Unless, of course, you're the kind who has something against saving money. Well, that's what your Ford dealer's pop option sale is all about. Money. At least partially. See, the money you can save on specially equipped cars. Spanking new, fresh from the factory cars. For example, during your Ford dealer's pop option sale, you can save on a 69 Fairlane two-door hardtop that comes already equipped with dual racing mirrors, white sidewall tires, deluxe wheel covers, tape stripe, and carpets. You can take it a step further and save even more on a vinyl roof, but that's only for people who really want to impress their friends. In any case, your Ford dealer's pop option sale is an event worth noting on your calendar. Better still, make the trip down to his showroom first chance you get. You know, for 69, Ford is the going thing. And that's the most uncontroversial thing I've ever said. Golf. What's ahead in 1969? Well, here's one man's view.
This is Jim Simpson speaking from Out of the Sports. The going thing in 69 has to be professional golf. It's been the going thing ever since Walter Hagen brought color and excitement into the play-for-pay phase of the game. The only thing professional golfers have to fear are professional golfers themselves. They very nearly ripped the whole system of pro golf apart in 68. But the rift has been repaired, and the touring pros are happy. And what's to happen in 1969? Well, without question, there will be more money to be earned, and Billy Casper's record of more than $200,000 will be up for grabs. The biggest question, who's to grab it? Arnold Palmer has not been winning many tournaments lately, only money. But Arnie, despite his fierce determination, is getting older and will play fewer and fewer tournaments. Does Jack Nicklaus want to spend that much time away from his boats, good Florida fishing, and his young and growing family? Gary Player wants to curtail his trips away from his beloved South African ranch. Meanwhile, Julius Bowles rambles on. Julie won the PGA Championship last July, and his Varden Trophy average, that is, the least average amount of strokes per 18 holes of championship golf, was third only to Casper Nicklaus. If there is to be something new to tournament play in 69, it will be a new name, a new winner. Lee Trevino excited many when he won the National Open and then last November the Hawaiian Open. Trevino is exciting, but the suspicion is that Tom Weisskopf, whose 1968 earnings and play were cut short by military duty, has the better game. What about Bob Murphy, who won tournaments back-to-back to earn $50,000 in 10 days? To predict who will win the Masters, the National Open, the British Open, or the PGA in 1969, or who will win the most money, is folly. But it is also reassuring and exciting to realize that Billy Casper, with the best Varden Trophy average and the most money earned in 1969, sits atop the throne, with the Palmers, Nicklauses, Players, and Boroses challenging, with perhaps the biggest challenge of all to come from a youngster whose name we haven't even mentioned in this short space of time. This is Jim Simpson speaking from Out of the Sports.
Frank Sinatra's latest, Rain in My Heart.
My eyes are dry, my love. Since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love. Though every day seems like 100 years, for I'm just a fool who clings to his pride. But when I'm alone, I can hear her. The sound of the rain was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the
is 18 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
One voluntary hospital of the United Hospital Fund is located in an area where many newcomers to New York live. To better acquaint these people with the services the hospital can offer, they were invited to a hospital happening recently. Here, they joined in lively discussion groups and found out that the hospital needed them as much as they needed the hospital. When neighbors learn that they are a part of the picture, they are no longer strangers. Your gift to the United Hospital Fund can be your way of taking part in the work of 78 great voluntary institutions. United Hospital Fund, 3 East 54th Street, New York, 10022.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was, where can you find Simon and Garfunkel, Herb Alpert, The Fifth Dimension, Dionne Warwick, and Tony Bennett? And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you find Big Wilson and everyone, weekdays 9 to noon. WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Ed McMahon for Monitor, brought to you throughout this first weekend of the new year by your Ford dealer, presenting a forward look in 1969 by authorities in many fields. We hear from one of them right now, a gentleman with a single name, Criswell, who specializes in predictions and writes a syndicated column about them. Here's his forecast about a development to be expected this year in legal procedure.
I think the most surprising thing the Supreme Court will decree is that abortion is murder, and it will be based on the precept that an unborn child has legal rights. A very big case will be thrown into court where there was an abortion to get a hold of a fortune. So therefore, that unborn child had rights which were destroyed. So therefore, all abortion will be murder.
Thank you. Going Thing, singing for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's a going thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Hey, my name's John, and the going thing is my thing. Man, have you heard what's going on at your Ford dealer? A pop option sale. Groovy savings on specially equipped Galaxy 500s. And man, they're loaded with popular options like vinyl interior, body side molding, white walls, wheel covers, and rimglow steering wheel. And dig, those Ford cats will give you cool savings on special Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons, too. See for yourself. Pop go the prices at your Ford dealer's pop option sale. It's a gas. Okay, gang, everybody up. Wake up. Time to sing. Here we go, right now. 1, 2, 3.
Ford gives you better ideas. It's a going thing.
Marilyn May with more Monitor music. Feeling.
Feeling good. Feeling fine. Feeling groovy all the time. Ain't it great just to be feeling? Feeling lost, feeling low, feeling helps to let you know you're alive. Be glad you're feeling.
Pitches once every 4 days, and he's not in there every day, and to think that the people think that much of you to make you the most valuable player has to be one of the greatest things ever.
Sitting here with me is Bob Gibson, the great St. Louis Cardinal pitcher, who was recently voted the most valuable player in the National League. It's now off-season, of course, and Bob looks a little more relaxed than he does when he's staring down at some enemy batter from that pitcher's mound. Bob, most people think the Cardinals will be the going thing in the National League again in 1969. How does the pennant race shape up to you?
Well, I think that we have a real good chance of winning the pennant again next year and getting into the World Series, especially the way that the league is divided now.
Mm-hmm. How about that, the expansion of the league to 12 teams? How do you think that's going to affect the outcome?
I think that it's not a real good thing. Personally, I don't like it. Of course, I didn't make the rules there. I think it's going to lower the standards of Major League Baseball, and also there can be a team that plays perhaps 500 ball or even less can end up winning the World Series, and I don't think that that team like that should be able to win.
Mm-hmm. What about the change in the pitcher's mound?
Well, for one thing, I think making the pitcher's mound lower, 5 inches lower, is going to make the pitcher have a tendency to throw the ball high rather than low. All our lives, we've been trained to keep the ball down. It's going to make us pitch the ball high. The hitters are going to be able to see a little better. Consequently, I think they're going to hit a little better, and the scoring is going to be a little higher.
Isn't there some psychological feeling about being up on top of that when it's higher? Don't you feel like, you know, king of the mountain or something?
I think so. When you're up on top and you're looking down at a hitter, you feel much closer and you feel like you are right on top of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when they lower the mound, you're going to be looking him right in the eye, and I think there is a psychological thing there.
Speaking about being on top, Bob, how about Ford, that performing lineup for 1969? The Cobras, Torinos, the sizzling Mustang Mach 1s. Have you seen those cars?
Yes, I have. Very nice-looking cars.
Aren't they, huh? I don't want to put you on the spot, Bob, but do you have a favorite?
Yes, I think the Mustang Mach 1.
Uh-huh. Is that like a fastball right down the middle?
I think it's more like a curveball.
Really? Tell me why.
Well, because of all the curvy lines on it, for mm-hmm. one thing, the features that remind me of curves.
Thank you very much, Bob Gibson, and by the way, best of luck in 1969. Friends, remember, Ford is the going thing for 69. Right now, your Ford dealers are having their pop option sale, featuring Mustang hardtops and sport roofs, Fairlanes, Galaxy 500s, with white sidewalls, wheel covers, lots of other popular options and special low-priced packages. Drop in, look them over at your Ford dealers, where going Ford is the going thing.
Unlimited. This is Nationwide Monitor, presented during this entire weekend by your Ford dealer, the man with the going thing for 69. And when you're driving around the beautiful hill country of Kennebec County, Maine, in your new Ford, you can listen to Monitor on station WRDO Augusta. Hello, Augusta. Back shortly. I'm Ed McMahon.
Your retirement. Now that you've learned what living is all about, why not spend a year teaching it? Volunteers in service to America are needed now to help in the war on poverty. Vista volunteers live where the poor live. They teach some of the lessons they've learned in their own lives. Their work is paying off. Come out of retirement into the poverty fight. Write Vista, Box 7, Washington, D.C.
This is Jack Hayes. All I said was, I dig Glenn Campbell, Engelbert Humperdinck, Mary Hopkin, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and Frank Sinatra. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you'll enjoy the Jack Hayes sound, Monday through Friday, noon to 3.
Thank you.
Ed Crandall tells it like it is. Call him, Plaza 7 8866. Weeknights, 9 to midnight, on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 30 degrees in New York, and sunny. One of the biggest subway snarls in New York City's history stranded about 50,000 rush hour commuters in tunnels last night. The trouble started when passengers refused to leave a train that developed mechanical trouble in the 110th Street and Lenox Avenue station. Trains began to back up in both directions on the IRT. Passengers got out and began wandering through the tunnels. Transit authority shut off power, and the 7th Avenue line came to a complete halt from Canal Street to Harlem. It took more than 4 hours to untangle the mess. President-elect Nixon told reporters in New York today he'll ask Ellsworth Bunker to stay on, at least for the time being, as U.S. ambassador to South Vietnam. Mr. Nixon says he doesn't think now is the time to change representatives in Saigon. At the news conference, he also named three top deputies to Secretary of State-designate William Rogers. They are Elliot Richardson for Undersecretary of State, Alexis Johnson, Undersecretary for Political Affairs, and Richard Pedersen as State Department counsel. In Saigon, South Vietnam's Vice President Ky met today with Ambassador Bunker. It was their first meeting since Ky returned to Saigon from Paris, where he's been supervising South Vietnamese delegates to the peace talks. No word on what was discussed at the meeting. And in Paris, South Vietnamese negotiators have again accused the North Vietnamese of blocking progress at the talks by insisting that the Viet Cong have independent and equal status at the conference table. About 500 Nigerian demonstrators have stoned the U.S. Cultural Center and the British High Commission headquarters in Lagos. The trouble started as a student protest against foreign intervention in the Nigerian Civil War. 60,000 oil, chemical, and atomic workers are on strike today against major petroleum companies across the nation. Oil companies say there will be no immediate shortage of their products. Management employees will keep some plants in operation. The Civil Aeronautics Board today granted new routes to Hawaii to five additional airlines and also okayed expansion of service to two other carriers currently flying to the island. The new lines are American, Braniff, Continental, TWA, and Western. Expanded service was granted to United and Northwest. At least 15 persons were injured, some seriously, when Catholic demonstrators clashed with Protestants today outside Londonderry in Northern Ireland. Hundreds of Catholics tried to march on the city to protest what they called discrimination against members of their faith in Northern Ireland. Governor Rockefeller reportedly wants to reinforce the state's anti-strike Taylor law. Sources close to the governor say he's considering stiffer penalties for public employee unions that walk out in defiance of the law. Rockefeller is said to be dissatisfied with the Taylor law as it stands because it apparently didn't discourage sanitation men, public school teachers, and state mental hospital workers from striking last year. The Israeli army says an explosive charge went off beneath an empty car in the occupied city of Gaza today, wounding three residents. An army spokesman also confirmed reports from Jordan that Israeli and Arab gunners exchanged artillery and mortar fire last night across the Jordan River, but the spokesman said there were no casualties. The younger brother of President Nasser of Egypt has been seriously injured in an automobile accident on a highway between Cairo and Alexandria. The wife and three children of Leithi Abdel Nasser sustained light injuries in the accident. President Nasser drove to Alexandria to be at his brother's hospital bedside. Top leadership of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia hinted today there might be further Soviet intervention in that country if certain elements continue to campaign for freedoms lost in the Soviet invasion last August. The 21-member presidium of the Czech Communist Party warned that public ultimatums and demands are getting out of hand. The presidium called on the Czech nation to unite behind party decisions which slowed down reforms planned for the August invasion. The weather, mostly sunny and cold for the rest of the afternoon and also tomorrow, the high both days, around 30, clear and quite cold tonight with a low in the teens. Chance of rain or snow about 10% through tomorrow. Right now it's 30 degrees and sunny in New York. Frank Gorin, WNBC News, now back to Monica.
Here's Monitor with the Going Thing 69.
brought to you all through this first weekend of the year by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Golden sun is rising in the sky.
Behind the season, possibly. I'm in no position to talk. I haven't taken out my mistletoe yet. And I won't until someone kisses me.
I've been in it since I was 12 years old. I started out working on the cars, and I still work on the cars. And I think the better race car drivers know their cars better than the ones that's not quite as good a race car driver.
Ron Patrick talking by telephone with famed race driver Richard Petty in Randleman, North Carolina. Well, Richard, you're really going to be the going thing for 69 as a new member of the Ford racing team. And I know racing fans all over the country would like to know why you made the switch to Ford.
Well, we're hoping that we can get a little bit better job done with the new Fords. Looks like that they've got a better idea all the way around. And
did you have to do a lot of soul searching before you made the switch?
It wasn't an overnight decision. It took us a couple of months of a lot of hashing around with the different ideas, and then we finally come up with the idea that we would try them and see.
Well, you've really been providing some competition for Ford over the years on the racetracks.
Well, I'm still going to try to provide a little competition for the rest of the Ford boys.
How fast would you like to go?
Well, I'm just fast enough to outrun everybody else.
Well, Richard, tell me this now. When you're not racing, do you drive a Ford?
I got a new Ford that just come in. It's got the air condition and the vinyl top. I got the wide oval wheels on it and the disc brakes, and we like it real good. The cars we've been running haven't been quite this quiet, and we got a stereo on it, and we really like it a whole lot.
Well, you know, Richard, I kind of like that Mustang with all the options during this pop option sale.
Well, I like the Mustang all right. I like the Galaxy 500 and the Fairlane, and the prices on these cars are pretty good.
Galaxy 500, Mustangs, the Fairlanes, and Falcons, too, with Ford's most popular options at special low package prices. So, Richard, going Ford is the going thing. And your Ford dealer's the place you got to go to see what's going on.
Well, you now understand why I made the switch to Ford. This is our business, and we have to compete against everybody.
Forecasting the future is admittedly a risky business, but in certain areas, qualified men can make some educated guesses about what's in store. In the area of the American economy, such a qualified man is Mr. Robert Lubar, assistant managing editor of Fortune magazine. He was interviewed for Monitor by NBC newsman Dean Mell.
Mr. Lubar, what effect will the cessation of hostilities in Vietnam have on our economy this year, assuming that the war does come to an end?
Well, it should have a good effect in the sense that it will release some of the inflationary pressures. To begin with, it's going to save the federal government some money. Not as much as you might think. It's true that the war costs $30 billion a year, but we're not going to save that $30 billion just like that. But there will be a reduction in government spending, and that will mean that there'll be an easier path to balancing the federal budget. It'll almost for sure mean that we'll get rid of that tax surcharge. And in other respects, the end of the war will sort of lessen the pressures of demand. People won't buy things in that war psychology way, that you buy things now because you're liable not to get them next month and you're liable to have to pay a higher price next month. All those things will stop happening. People will say, well, now we've settled down into a peacetime economy and we can behave more calmly. And that should all be very good for stopping inflation.
1968 was a year of harsh labor unrest around the country. Major contracts were negotiated. Are there any major union contracts to be negotiated in this year? And what is the long-range forecast for labor?
Well, the only fairly important contract that comes to my mind are the airline mechanics. And they started off this whole inflationary business 3 years ago when they got a very large raise. But aside from them, there are no major unions that are having a reopening of contract. And that should be very good because that means, in the first place, that there won't be any further pressure from contracts that will make everybody think there's going to be more inflation. And secondly, there's a characteristic of labor contracts that provides that in the first year of a, say, three-year contract, the workers get the biggest raise. Then the subsequent years, they get a smaller and smaller raise. For instance, it might be 6% the first year, 5% the second year, 4% the third year. Well, we're now getting into the second and third year of some of the major contracts that we've had in the recent past. Therefore, the raises will be less big than they were when the contracts were first signed, and that's another anti-inflationary influence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Lubar, Assistant Managing Editor of Fortune Magazine.
Nancy Wilson's latest in a long white room.
In a long white room, with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we just a little, cause we touch a lot. And maybe we're married and maybe we're not, but we're there in a long white room. Talking's always hot, but the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about dreams. You call me beauty and I call you brain, but no one comparing, so no one complains being there in a long white room. We'll bring each other books, but we'll read each other's minds, and we'll do what must be done, and share what must be shared. We'll hide what must be hidden, and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow in a long white room. In a long white room. In a long white room.
time now of 15 minutes before the hour on our weekend-long forecast of things to come in 1969. Among other things, we predict you'll enjoy your weekend more if you stay right here with us on the Monitor Beacon.
The New York area is drastically short of blood. A community without blood is a death threat to thousands. Children with leukemia and hemophilia must have certain blood components every day just to stay alive. During this emergency, the Greater New York Blood Program has set up six major donor centers in New York and New Jersey where you can contribute blood to help someone stay alive. Your blood is needed now. For the center nearest you, call 799-8290. That's area code 212-799-8290.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
As noted, here comes more of Monitor, a special weekend-long edition bringing you the Going Thing 69, presented by your Ford dealer. We continue with our projections of what's ahead for America and for the world with an overseas forecast by Kenneth Bernstein of NBC News in Moscow.
The Russians are hoping some of the crises of 1968 will wither away in the new year. They hope for peace in Vietnam, for less tension in the Middle East, so they can concentrate on problems closer to home. These are the problems of world communism and Soviet communism. China remains a riddle and a menace for the Russians. The latest complication is the fear that Peking and Washington will start to find some common ground. The split in the world communist movement, symbolized by China's violent anti-Soviet campaign and the chaotic Cultural Revolution, remains a major headache. The Russians have managed to promote the much-delayed World Communist Summit meeting, which now is scheduled for Moscow in May. This meeting is supposed to bring about communist unity. The Warsaw Pact countries' invasion of Czechoslovakia didn't help on that front. The domestic problems facing the Kremlin leaders remain the economy, ideology, and youth. The crackdown on intellectual freedom seems destined to continue unabated in 1969. For the dissatisfied, no protest will be permitted, but a better break for the consumer is supposed to compensate for this. Soviet plans for space remain among the most tightly guarded secrets, but the emphasis seems to be on unmanned interplanetary flights and manned Earth-orbiting laboratories. The Russians deny they are in a race to the moon, but they clearly have plans. Unlike the American Apollo program, a Soviet machine will make the round trip to the moon's surface before a cosmonaut does. And this automated flight, at least, should be possible this year. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Just so that you'll know what to expect for the coming year, I'm going to offer up a couple of those out-on-the-limb predictions. First off, I, Ed McMahon, do hereby predict that the Baltimore Colts may not win the Super Bowl, but that we will land a man on the moon in June. I also predict, and you can hold me to this one, that the specially equipped, specially priced Falcons, now being featured during the Ford dealer's pop option sale, will sell up a storm. Well, why shouldn't they? You get big savings on either a two- or four-door Falcon, and it comes with popular options galore. Color-keyed wheels, wheel lip moldings, tape stripe, two-tone roof, bright window frames, wheel covers, and carpets. But that's not all. Your Ford dealer is offering special savings on Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, and Mustang equipped the way most people want them. So see your Ford dealer right now during his pop option sale. I predict you'll save a bundle. Monitor music by the Rayconniff Singers. I got my eyes on you.
Thank you.
Monitor weekend devoted to what we can expect in the coming year, we've covered quite a lot of ground in the areas of politics, world events, law, sports. We turn now to the field of medicine and call on Dr. Donald Luria, a specialist in the treatment of drug addiction and author of a new book on the subject titled The Drug Scene. We asked Dr. Luria what the coming year might bring in the treatment of narcotics addicts.
In the first place, in 1969, I do not believe there will be any major breakthroughs regarding the treatment of heroin addiction. Second, the methadone program, pioneered in New York City, will get further evaluation to decide whether it is really effective. Under this form of therapy, addicts are given methadone, an addicting narcotic, so that they no longer can feel the effects of heroin. The skeptics regard this program as only effective for those addicts who are well motivated, and it is suggested that the program deliberately picks the best addicts, that is, those with the best chance for recovery. Third, heroin antagonists, such as cyclazazine, will be used far more extensively. These drugs prevent addiction, that is, once the individual has taken the cyclazazine, he can no longer feel any effect or get any physiologic effect from the heroin, and thus it is diametrically opposed to methadone. Fourth, there will be far more studies on so-called therapeutic communities. These are communities in which there is group living and non-psychiatrically oriented group therapy. Currently, there are a variety of such programs, most of them centered in New York City. Fifth, at long last, we will get an evaluation of civil commitment for arrested but non-motivated addicts. One of the major problems in the field of heroin addiction is that at least 80% of addicted individuals are young and ill-motivated. They do not want to be cured. Now, for the first time, we should have programs, especially in New York City, New York State, and in California, which will permit us to tell whether or not such programs are really effective for these unmotivated individuals. In summary, in 1969, although there may be no major breakthroughs, it should be a very interesting year in the drug addiction field.
Dr. Donald Luria, expert on the treatment of narcotics addiction and author of The Drug Scene.
Now the Going Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's the Going Thing. It's what's happening. It's the Going Thing.
Are you kids the Going Thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Ford dealer, and that's what I have too. The Going Thing, the 69 Ford.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and you can get beautiful savings right now during my pop option sale.
A pop what sale?
A sale of special Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons equipped with the most popular options.
Like Budweiser?
Wheel coverage? Yeah, lots more. Specially equipped Fords at big savings.
Looks groovy.
That's my pop option sale.
That's my Ford dealer. Mm-hmm. You kissed him.
I can't help it. He's irresistible.
Can't kiss him. He's a Ford dealer, and we work for him. You don't mind your own business, young man.
Oh, gives you better ideas. It's a Going Thing.
Remember Band with Flying High, on Monitor Special Edition for the beginnings of the new year, presenting a preview of things to come in 1969. One thing we can expect in the coming year is a change in the membership rules for the Boy Scouts of America. They're going co-ed. That's right. For the first time in history, the Boy Scouts will admit girls to their ranks. How about that? I've heard of being prepared, but this is ridiculous. This is also Monitor, and this is Ed McMahon.